Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo in Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians who've been killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. WHO's Rick Brennan blames the ongoing airstrikes by Russia and the Syrian government for the situation in Aleppo.
The two largest hospitals in Aleppo were deliberately targeted and are now not functioning, drastically reducing the capacity of health workers in the city to provide life-saving medical care for many innocent children, women, and other innocent civilians.
Russian bombing campaign in Syria marked its first anniversary on Friday, with a Kremlin spokesperson saying their goal is to eliminate radical Islamic extremists and protect Russia from the spread of international terrorism. European Union environmental ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign on to it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says he finds comments by Philippines leader pairing himself to the Nazi leader Adolf Hitler deeply troubling. President Rodrigo Duterte says Hitler massacred 3 million Jews. Now there are 3 million drug addicts. He said he would be happy to slaughter them. Philippines police and vigilantes have killed at least 3,000 people for drug use since Duterte took office. This is VOA News. Pakistan says it will postpone a November meeting of the heads of South Asian countries, blaming arch-rival India for derailing the process of regional cooperation. Move comes amid escalating border and diplomatic tensions between Islamabad and New Delhi over allegations Pakistan was behind a deadly assault early in September on an Indian army base in the divided Kashmir region. Pakistan, which was to host the summit, said it deplored India's decision not to attend. China's newly appointed Communist Party Secretary of the Tibetan Autonomous Region, Wu Yingzhe, says countering the Dalai Lama's influence in Tibet is Beijing's highest regional priority. Beijing officials see projects such as improving Mandarin proficiency among minorities and in grade schools as key to bringing the people of Tibet closer to China, but many Tibetans see these as cultural assimilation measures. Colombians vote in a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify a historic peace accord to end the war between the government and the communist rebels. The war has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions, and many say the stakes are high since the Colombian government has no plan B if the voters reject the accord, but polls indicate it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student, plans to vote yes, she says. She says it's important now to forgive people. The Colombian government has been fighting the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, that is, for 52 years. Rosetta aircraft, the spacecraft that is, 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end. It happened Friday when it crashed, landed on the surface of a comet. As planned, Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slip out of an orbit, collide onto the icy surface of the comet. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many. Was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected, transmitted a final collection of data and photos. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates to votes, well, it could be good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. It seems that the Spanish phrase for registering votes spiked 2,200% in the past week on Google. A poll conducted last week shows that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters.
That's the latest world news from VOA.